Most of us have no problem distinguishing between the fast food drive-thru and the fresh vegetable aisle at the grocery store with respect to the nutrient quality of our food choices. However, how does one distinguish between junk content and quality information? Currently, our information is all presented in much the same format and production value, and produced and edited to appeal to the specific biases and agendas of an individual's or company's target demographics. How does the general population make sense of it all and learn to distinguish between and evaluate waves of facts, opinions, and sources without wearily or skeptically rejecting everything on the one hand or becoming too easily manipulated on the other? These are not simple questions with simple answers, nor can the approach be a simple one. It would be easy simply to attack the media as a monolithic boogeyman attempting to deceive the public and push them in specific directions on behalf of establishment benefactors. But that is not the purpose of this book. The purpose of this book is to examine the challenges involved in obtaining valid information to supply our decision-making when faced with challenges and crises. This issue is not merely a technological problem. Human psychology, our beliefs, fears, and biases, determines how we process the flood of information at our disposal, as well as how we are affected by it. Our challenge, then, is as psychological as it is technological. It is emotional as much as informational. The trouble with humans is that our ability to process information is often influenced by our instinctive tendency to pursue pleasure and avoid pain. As far back as the 17th century, philosopher and physician John Locke considered the influence of pleasure and pain on knowledge derived through sense experience in his 1689 seminal work on epistemology, An Essay Concerning Human Understanding. In the essay, Locke argues that learning and thinking are distorted or prevented when juxtaposed with physical or mental pain. When we are suffering, our minds are focused on eliminating the suffering, not on thinking clearly about its causes or effects. Most people unaccustomed to dealing with severe and sudden changes to their comfortable and comforting routines seek to avoid or eliminate the uncomfortable chaos and confusion in which they find themselves. This quandary presents a twofold challenge, that of dealing with the immediate and perhaps ongoing emotional pain of an extreme situation we are not prepared for, while still needing to identify and process necessary information for navigating the hours, days, or months ahead. This book presents approaches for dealing with this twofold challenge by analyzing crisis events in recent history and learning what they can teach us about how such intrusions of chaos into our daily lives affect our ability to gather and process the information we need to function in dynamic situations. We will also share the firsthand accounts and reactions of individuals from around the world who have found themselves suddenly and unexpectedly facing such events. These recollections and analyses provide the reader with heuristics, or problem-solving strategies, for successfully dealing with chaos at the speed of information in their own lives. This book is practical advice for the next emergency.